Winston-Salem.
From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Good morning. This is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. I am Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning at 7:30, go until 8 o'clock, and we have important people in the Winston-Salem and Triad area come into the studio, talk with us live about what's going on with them and their organizations and their lives. Our guest in the studio this morning is Michael Toby. His official title is the Ambassador of Heat and the Chief Growth Officer for Marie Sharp's Fine Foods here in Winston-Salem. Would you prefer Mike or Michael?
We're going to go with Mike today, Ben. Thank you for having me.
Well, how are you doing this morning, Mike?
I'm doing very well. Such a pleasure to be in your studio.
You're the first Ambassador of Heat I've had on the show, so tell me what that title means.
It's a really great question. I'm moving the Belizean Embassy to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and so hence Ambassador of Heat is quite apropos. But essentially, in 1988, Ben, I met a lady by the name of Marie Sharp, and Marie Sharp is known as the Queen of Habanero, and she was the first woman and the first entrepreneur to popularize the habanero pepper in the United States. And in about the mid to late 80s, her sauce achieved national distribution, and I had the pleasure and the fortune of importing her sauce into New Orleans, Louisiana. And 28 years later, basically, I come full circle, and I'm working with Marie again to help her launch a new line, and that's why I'm here today.
Well, tell me a little bit more about your background. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Miami. I spent my entire childhood in Miami, and I went to Loyola University, where I studied broadcast journalism and communication, so I feel quite at home in the studio. And after graduation, like many students, I was trying to figure out what to do. And I made my first trip to Belize, Central America, because I had some friends that were Belizean, and they invited me down. And on this trip, I saw this sauce on practically every table, such as we see Heinz ketchup, for example, in the States. And I fell in love with it instantly. I had a love affair with peppers, specifically Tabasco, from an early age, because my grandfather forced me at the beginning, and then I gladly encouraged more pouring of the Tabasco on my food at about 8 or 9 years old. And quickly he endeared me to capsaicin, and I could feel that capsicum coursing through my veins. And so when I went to school in New Orleans, I was, of course, like a kid in a candy store. There were so many great Louisiana pepper sauces, and I truly appreciated the culture. So on this first trip down to Belize, I see this sauce, and it was called Melinda's Original Habanero Pepper Sauce at the time, on every table in the country. And I thought, my God, this is incredible. And then I tasted it, and I was like, wow, this is absolutely the finest sauce I've ever had. I didn't realize why it was so different, Ben, because I didn't know as much about the industry or the makeup of a sauce as I do now. But essentially, I said to my friend, look, this is a great product. Why don't we try to import this? Can we go speak to her? And he said, sure. She lives up the road from my family. No problem. And we went and met with Marie spontaneously without really having that as a plan. And after meeting Marie, she said, you know, boys, plenty of people have tried to bring my sauce into the States. I really believe in this. And if you want to give it a try, I'm happy to sell it to you and let you try.
Well, you've brought in some samples here and have artfully displayed them on the table in between us here. I've noticed that we've got a selection of four different relatively normal-sized bottles of sauce and four smaller, more intimidating sauces. They look like the more weapons-grade level of hot sauce in here. Tell me a little bit more about what makes this habanero pepper sauce different from, say, like a Tabasco sauce.
It's a great question, Ben. Marie Sharp's products are non-fermented sauces, and this is a big distinguishing factor between a traditional fermented sauce, which is what they consider in the industry a Louisiana-style sauce. We're all familiar with the Tabascos of the world, the Frank's Red Hot, and of course our beloved Texas Pete from the fine Garner family. Those sauces are fermented sauces, and they have a very distinctive place in our culinary history. And they're quite good. They tend to be a vinegar-based sauce with that vinegar pungency. And the difference between those typical Louisiana-style sauces and a Marie Sharp's sauce is that she uses a non-fermented mash. It's very vegetable-forward or fruit-forward, depending upon the base. And what you find is that the palate experiences the flavor of the other ingredients quite a bit more than the vinegar pungency that you get with a Louisiana-style sauce. And so the first thing you notice is, wow, there is a balance of heat and flavor here. It's not just a pungency that's hitting me. This is something that can truly enhance the flavor of food. It doesn't just overwhelm you with heat.
Well, tell me a little bit about why you decided to move your headquarters to Winston-Salem.
It's a great question. I worked with Ms. Sharp between the years of 1988 and 1991, and I went on into some other pursuits into medicine for about 25 years, where I ran some communications agencies that focused on healthcare companies. And about 2 or 3 years ago, I retired from that and started to look around and see how I can serve and how I can give back to my community. And I found out that Marie Sharp was receiving a Hot Sauce Hall of Fame Award, or a Hall of Fame Award, at a Hot Sauce Expo in the U.S. And in fact, she was receiving the award with Frank's Red Hot, with David Tran of Huai Fung Foods that makes the beloved sriracha sauce, and with the Garner family. And so Marie Sharp is being inducted into the Hall of Fame with these phenomenal staples and truly remarkable stories within the pepper sauce industry. And I said to myself, you know, what a great reunion this would be if I went to this event and met with Marie, didn't tell her I was coming, and just kind of rekindled that friendship and congratulated her and so on. And that's what happened. And it happened earlier this year. So this has come pretty quickly. So I met with Marie and we had a great reunion. It was a tearful experience because we went through a lot together in those years. And Marie said to me, you know, Mike, I could use some help in the U.S. And I said, really? And she said, yes, if you're interested, let's talk. And that basically is what caused me to get back involved with her.
So is that a you said that's a recent development just in the past year?
That's correct.
And where was she based before that?
She's based in Belize. She's based in the Stand Creek Valley of Belize, Central America, which is a country of about 360,000 people. Very similar in size to our Triad area. So there's a lot of parity. And I think of us as a sister city at this point, because I'll tell you, I talk about Belize so much in Winston-Salem. And when I'm in Belize, I talk about Winston-Salem. So this is just a great opportunity to kind of become exposed to a different culture. It happens to be the only English-speaking country in Central or South America. Mm-hmm. It was formerly British Honduras. They achieved their independence in 1982, I believe. The people are just lovely. And when I returned to Belize to visit with Marie, I noticed so many things that I could serve and help them with from a social mission perspective. And so I'm doing a couple of things here, and we'll touch on that in a few moments.
Well, that's a good point to transition into that. What is the philanthropic aspect of this?
So Marie has quite a few distributors in the United States. They're very successful with her products. In fact, the closest distributor is in Charlotte. That's a company by the name of Hot Shots. And Hot Shots is the largest distributor of pepper sauces in the world. They have a lot over 500 sauces easily. And within the top 100 sauces, Marie Sharp has 7 products. In fact, they're in the top 25. And so when I talked to her about her distribution and her current marketing plans, she told me, you know, Mike, I've got a good feeling about the brand, but I just keep thinking that we could do something else. And I said, let me explore the possibility of developing a new line. And that's where the idea for the Maya Mike line came from. And what I told her is, I don't just want to introduce a new line for you, Marie. I'd like to give back and serve the people that you have served within your country. And so the Maya Mike line has two core social missions. 50% of our profits from the Maya Mike line will go directly to these missions. The first is promoting organic and sustainable farming. And the second is moving kids off of the fields and into the classroom by directly enrolling them in high school. So you have 360,000 citizens in Belize. You have about 60,000 eligible students for high school each year, but only 30,000, about 50%, actually attend high school. And I think you can see clearly, Ben, that helping these students directly enroll in high school will have a dramatic impact on this culture. And so the farmers' families that we are educating on organic and sustainable farming methods, we will work with to help basically grant through direct scholarships and funding students or their children, rather, to attend high school and give them a really good leap on life, basically.
Well, thank you, Mike. If you just tuned in, this is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. My guest in the studio is Michael Tobies, the Ambassador of Heat and Chief Growth Officer for Marie Sharp's Fine Foods. We'll be back with Mike in just a few moments. Stick around here on 90.5 WSNC.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, all about one of the biggest issues in the 2016 election, race.
A lot of people say Trump is a racist. What do you think to that?
I think everybody's racist.
That's next time on Latino USA.
Monday at 7:30 on 90.5 WSNC.
Coming up on the next Tavis Mahdi Show from PRI, Donna Brazile, the interim chair of the DNC, talks about those WikiLeaks emails. Dr. Naomi Neufeld reflects on childhood obesity. Dr. Vicki Martin of Milwaukee Area Technical College discusses affordable higher education. And Jeremy Irons talks about his new film, The Man Who Knew Infinity, on the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI.
Today at 6 on 90.5 WSNC. This is Triad in Focus on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host, and I'm speaking in the studio this morning with Michael Tobey from Marie Sharp's Fine Foods. We'll get to more with him in just a moment. If you'd like to hear archived editions of Triad in Focus, go to our website, WSNCradio.org/Triad in Focus. So, Michael Tobey, Mike, tell me a little bit more about what we were discussing about the philanthropic aspect of your business. What's going on with these high school students in Belize before they're transitioned?
Well, in Belize, students or families, rather, have to pay for their children to go to high school. So primary education is covered by the government, and they have a pretty high attendance and enrollment rate. However, after primary school, over 50% or about 50% of kids don't attend high school, and they go to work in the fields and in their family's farms or in factory jobs, et cetera. And clearly, this is not the best way to give a child the tools with which they can advance in society. And so noticing this and seeing that there is a gap, there is an unmet need for these students, that the reason the families don't send their kids to high school is usually economic. Some of it is that the indigenous families in the region, so you have people from Honduras and Guatemala, you have former Mayan Indians, you have mestizos, and you have a Carib or a Garifuna community within Belize. And What an easy thing to help a child and a family by sending their child to school and directly enrolling them. And we do this, Ben, for less than a dollar a day. So for about $300, I can not only enroll a child in school, I can pay for his supplies as well. And this is something that, for me, I feel very personal about because I love Belize. I love the people. It's a fantastic culture. But I also recognize that in a country of 360,000, I can make a difference. And everyone that supports her products can make a difference. In Marie Sharp's factories, for example, over 90% of the employees are ladies. And this is one of the highest paying jobs in the country. Marie Sharp's products are the number two export out of Belize. She is by far the most successful female entrepreneur in her country, but she's also one of the most successful entrepreneurs in Central America. She's a major proponent of emerging entrepreneurs, of women in business, and of people being able to advance their lives by working hard, but also working in a skilled job. And so, for example, the farmers that grow her peppers, she selectively breeds out the finest characteristics of her peppers and puts these seeds on the side each year. There's no Monsanto here. Her products are non-GMO, by the way, all organic, pesticide-free, hand-harvested in small batches. And so when she gives her seeds out to hundreds of farmers in the community, she basically teaches them how she wants them grown. And then she buys them back from these farmers at a rate substantially higher than they can sell to the market. And so what she does is provide a sustainable living wage to these farmers. She already elevates their standard of living. However, getting them to enroll their kids in school, that's another matter. And some of them are using, you know, their funds that they get from their farming in other ways. And certainly there's no judgment there. But what a wonderful thing I can do by directly enrolling their kids in school and doing it for them for reasons that not only help them, but that it helps their families, it helps the community. And by God, it won't take long to move that percentage rate up with some really hard work and some good effort.
Well, how can people get involved in the philanthropic mission of Marie Sharp?
That's a great question. So the Maya Mike brand, we are approaching launch right now. People can go to mayamike.com to sign up to our initial mailing list. You can also sign up on Facebook at Maya Mike Is Hot. The Marie Sharp website, by the way, is Marie Sharp Is Hot, and that's the Facebook site and the .com and the Twitter account and the Instagram account, for example. But I certainly will be making news of how people can get involved in the philanthropy. I will be spreading this word as persuasively and as widely as I can. Our launch is scheduled for the first quarter of 2017, so you will see a lot of activities, and the noise level will be raised as we move forward towards this launch date.
Well, how can people try these hot sauces?
That's a great question, Ben. At Williams and Sonoma, tomorrow, actually, we're having our first local tasting. It happens at 12 to 3 p.m. in the Haines Mall at the Williams and Sonoma store there.
And that's Saturday, October the 29th.
Saturday, October 29th, 12 to 3. It'll be an exciting event. We're going to be tasting all of Marie Sharp's products, the orange pulp base, the grapefruit pulp base, the traditional carrot base, the smoked habanero, which is smoked with a fruit wood from retired citrus trees. All of her products are completely all natural. There's no powdered seasonings. We use fresh garlic that we roast. There's no concentrates or dehydrated product. Whole fresh carrots, hand-chopped. Whole fresh onions, hand-chopped. We have a key lime juice that's grown on Marie Sharp's estate that is squeezed into every bottle. And let me tell you, the natural vinegar, the natural sea salt, you combine all these ingredients together and you just have this delicious, exquisite sauce that is so versatile.
Well, you've got me sold on it already. You should have brought something that we could try this sauce on.
We can try it on our fingers, Ben.
Yeah, that works as breakfast. We have a guest in the studio this morning on Try It and Focus is Michael Toby. He's the ambassador of heat / chief growth officer for Marie Sharp's Fine Foods here in Winston-Salem, dealing with hot sauces from Belize and philanthropy and very much more. We'll be back with Mike in just a few moments here on Try It and Focus. Stay with us.
During the 1950s, you couldn't hear rhythm and blues on the jukebox in the front. To hear all that down and dirty black roots of rock and roll, you had to go to the juke in the back. I'm your host, Matt the Cat, and for an hour each week, we'll go back in time to the soul that came before rock and roll. Post-World War II rhythm and blues that led to the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s.
Sunday at 3 on 90.5 WSNC.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, all about one of the biggest issues in the 2016 election, race.
A lot of people say Trump is a racist. What do you think to that?
I think everybody's racist.
That's next time on Latino USA.
Monday at 7:30 on 90.5 WSNC. You're tuned in.
Coming up on the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI, Donna Brazile, the interim chair of the DNC, talks about those WikiLeaks emails. Dr. Naomi Neufeld reflects on childhood obesity. Dr. Vicki Martin of Milwaukee Area Technical College discusses affordable higher education. And Jeremy Irons talks about his new film, The Man Who Knew Infinity, on the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI.
Today at 6 on 90.5 WSNC. This is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning, 7:30 to 8 a.m., and we talk live in the studio here with important people in the Winston-Salem area. Our guest this morning is Michael Toby. He's the ambassador of heat and chief growth officer for Marie Sharp's Fine Foods, and we're talking about philanthropy and hot sauce this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ben. Thank you for having me again.
We were talking a little bit during the break about Belizean barbecue sauce. Tell us more about that.
We were, Ben. So the Maya Mike, the first brand that we are launching for the Maya Mike product line, is the world's first Belizean barbecue sauce. And there's a Kickstarter that will occur. Information will be found on our Facebook site, which is the Maya Mike site, as well as the MayaMike.com website. And the concept came this way. The exotic sauce, Roger Ebert called the exotic sauce one of the two finest steak sauces in the world in 2008. And Marie Sharp's exotic sauce is made from green mango, fresh tamarind, fresh raisin, cane sugar, ginger, a little bit of vinegar, and some habanero pepper. It is a truly remarkable sauce that's absolutely exquisite. And what I found was you use a sauce. This is a two-ingredient hors d'oeuvre. You take the Marie Sharp's exotic sauce. You take a cube of cream cheese. You pour it over, and boom, you've got an hors d'oeuvre for your party. And people can dip crackers or flatbread or what have you. And being a lover of heat and a lover of capsaicin, I kept adding pepper sauce to it to make it hotter. And what I found was what married and paired so well with Marie Sharp's exotic sauce was her smoked habanero product, which was introduced about 4 or 5 years ago. And this fruitwood smoked habanero sauce, you can forget about liquid smoke, by the way. There is nothing like that in any of her products. So this exquisite fruitwood smoked habanero sauce blended so well with her exotic sauce, I said to myself, my God, this would be such a great product. So I talked to Marie Sharp, which was basically the extent of our product research, and said, could we ramp up the heat in this exotic sauce with some of the smoked habanero and kind of play with it and come with a sauce that would be really interesting to the American palate? And she said, by all means, let's consider it. And that's where the idea came from for the world's first Belizean barbecue sauce. And so the Maya Mike line will introduce this new product to the U.S. consumer. And I'm really excited about the future for this. We have a rich history of barbecue in North Carolina. And while I know that it tends to be a vinegar-based sauce, I have a feeling people are going to embrace this new type of barbecue sauce for their dishes locally. And I'm really excited about sampling it and introducing it to people.
Well, if people are interested in it, as I'm sure they are after listening to all these great descriptions, you have the examples available tomorrow for the tasting. How else can they get access to these? Where can we buy these?
That's a great question. Marie Sharp's products are found under several labels. And if you see a pepper sauce from Belize, it will be hers, whether it has her name on it or not. I'm talking to local stores such as Mass General Store and, of course, at Williams and Sonoma tomorrow. People are going to have a firsthand, immediate opportunity to try her sauces. But her sauces are widely available on the internet. If you type in Marie Sharp into any search engine, you will find dozens and dozens of hits for online retailers. So it's actually quite accessible that way. You also will find reviews by the dozen and dozen. And so if you go to a place like YouTube and you type in Marie Sharp's, you will literally see hundreds of reviews of her products and get a firsthand glimpse of what other people's opinion is about her products.
Will they find anything if they search for Maya Mike?
They will not, because this is the first time, Ben, on your show, is the absolute first time we are discussing Maya Mike. We do our development in private, and we take our time in terms of establishing all of the logistics as it relates to a product launch. And I have not been ready to discuss the Maya Mike brand until now. And so when I had the opportunity to come speak to you, I said, this is great. I'm going to introduce the Maya Mike line on the Ben Donnelly Show.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. This is the launch of the Maya Mike hot sauce brand here on Try It in Focus on 90.5 WSNC. We're just about ready to wrap things up for this morning. Mike, is there anything else that you want to make sure that we get out to the audience before we finish?
First, I want to thank everyone for listening. I love Winston-Salem. I am a big proponent of small business and local entrepreneurs in this city. And I think anything I can do to help support this community, such as purchase my raw materials and supplies from this area, especially as it relates to marketing of the product and packaging, I will be doing so. I will also employ people in this area because I feel firmly that the only way to help the local community is to become active within it and try to keep our dollars within this area. Secondly, the MayaMike.com website will be your source for new information on this product. But of course, Facebook is a great tool for people to keep up with the ongoing activities in terms of the pre-launch. And I encourage people to hit us up on Facebook, where you can just type in Maya Mike and our site will come right up. And by the way, it went live yesterday. So that's how fresh it is.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. Michael Toby. Mike is the Ambassador of Heat, Chief Growth Officer for Marie Sharp's Fine Foods here in Winston-Salem. He's been my guest here on Triad in Focus. Mike, again, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Ben, for having me.
I'm Ben Donnelly. This is Triad in Focus on 90.5 WSNCRadio.org. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. Thank you very much for being with us. Make sure you stick around for more than the best in great programming and jazz here on 90.5 WSNC.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we'll have highlights from the North Mississippi Hill Country Picnic. That, plus contributor William Lee Ellis, will continue his series on religion and the blues. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Saturday at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
For sentimental reason. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me, and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely. Whenever you are in sight, I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart.
90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem.
Live from